flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So here's another strange news item that came out, Josh Wheeler, that has me rethinking things. I love old homes. I love, you know, you drive downtown St. Paul, Minneapolis, you see some of these stately old homes, and I've thought, boy, would I love to live there. There was this house where I went to college in Winona State, Minnesota. It looked like a castle. Mm-hmm. It was so beautiful. My dream was to one day own that house and live there and dress in really weird, like Renaissance fair outfits, and that's the only way you'd see me out in the yard mowing with my Renaissance outfit, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to have fun with it, but and I've been in so many of these older homes, and I've noticed a few things, and again, I just, oh, it's an old house, this is normal, but I guess there's a huge issue that's taking place, and something that didn't even cross my brain that was still a problem in the 21st century in 2024, lead poisoning risks in county homes in Hennepin County is still extremely high. Between 100 and 200 young children in Hennepin County are facing lead poisoning yearly, causing irreversible health issues. And despite the ban on lead paint all the way back to 1978, it remains a threat in older Minnesota homes. So again, if you're thinking about the Minneapolis area, there's probably a lot of those homes that have been around that were painted in the lead paints outside, the lead paints on the windowsills because it was a heavy-duty, good, water-resistant style paint, right? Kept it on there. Well, lead, and I'll be honest with you, this is the first time I even learned about this. I knew lead paint was not good for us. I didn't realize to what extent lead paint was not good for us. It's a neurotoxin, so it harms the brain and your organs, and it can impact your hearing, your vision, and cause learning deficits. That's according to a public health nurse, Amy Wallen. Peeling lead paint creates dust that the children often ingest, breathing, and in some instances, little kids eating the paint chips, right? Pediatricians screen kids at 1 and 2 year checkups, but issues may go unnoticed. Wallen suggested parents request in-home lead paint assessments, cautioning against the do-it-yourself removal of lead paint. So I know you're immediately thinking, I can't afford to have somebody come in here and do a lead paint analysis. I guess there's free lead paint analysis that can be done.
Yep.
They'll send somebody in to check it out. And then Hennepin County actually offers free lead testing and up to $15,000 for grants for qualified homeowners, covering removal, window replacement, and hotel stays during the work that's taking place in your home. Did you even know that there was a grant in place for people like this?
So we actually had Amy Waller on our show last weekend, and she talked a little bit about with Shaletta about kind of this issue. And I'm more so blown away at the fact that you can have funding for such a thing, just because I was actually under the impression that we were kind of past that with a lot of the homes here in Minnesota. I figured that was kind of the, you know, there's a line somewhere, and at some point we crossed over that line where we don't have to worry about lead in houses anymore. But I guess, I mean, there's a lot of old houses in Minneapolis alone. I can't imagine kind of what is lurking within a lot of these homes when it comes to just the paint and stuff like that was used, because...
Well, a lot of people, I think they felt okay because they could use primers.
Correct.
Paint over the lead paint, then they would paint, and there's been multiple layers.
That's what I've always been told that.
Right. But again, the issue comes, you're hanging up pictures, you're punching holes in the wall, you're removing those pictures, you hung your posters up with tape, you peel the tape off, it's peeling off the chunks of paint, revealing lead paint underlying. Lead paint, for those of you wondering if you've got a lead paint issue, has a very... famous kind of signature way of peeling when it's deteriorating. It looks like alligator skin with these little rectangles. So if you see it, it's a good way to suspect that that is definitely lead paint. You can find more information by visiting hennepin.us/lead control. Protect your home, protect your kids. Get this looked at. I didn't realize, again, that this is taking place still today and in such ways. And then I think about how many people's homes I've visited, especially the elderly through the years, where I've seen that alligator crackling. And I've kind of thought it actually looks kind of neat in some places, right? Like this interesting vintage look to some of these homes.
It blends in,
And you notice it a lot on the molding, right? And it's so bad. This article is super in-depth and goes into all the different things, but breathing it in, touching it, transferring it, you may not even realize it. You wipe something off the windowsill, you know, there's a dead fly or something, you wipe it off the windowsill, then you go over and you're picking up your baby and you've got that transference of dust, and it's causing all types of medical issues. So if you're dealing with some of these medical issues, think that you've got that going on, please look into this. And it says don't do the do-it-yourself stuff. A lot of people feel, I'm just going to go and I'll wear a N95 mask, I'll peel the paint, I'll do this. Yeah. It can cause so much problems. And then a lot of that dust settles into your air vents. And then when you turn your air conditioning on or heater on, it starts blowing that particulates back up. So you really have to know what you're doing to take care of this. And can it be expensive? Sure. But if there are grants and ways to help for qualified homeowners, look into it. Get it taken care of. I mean, for $15,000, I don't know how good. I just had all the windows replaced in my house. I was nauseated by the amount of money I spent. I mean, sickened by it.
Can't imagine.
It is. It cost me more money to have new windows put into my house than it cost me for my first house.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, my first house was 5226 Irving Avenue North in Minneapolis, right? I've been out of there a long time, folks. But 5226 Irving Avenue, I bought that house, I think, for $48,000. It cost me $49,000 to replace my windows in my new home.
Was there lead in the house?
I don't know now, but what I do know, I found out later. Again, I'm not a bright man, Josh Wheeler. I will be the first to admit I am not a hands-on, do-it-yourself kind of guy. And I remember in the basement on some of the air ducts, there was this like thick plastery tape. And I remember flicking it and looking at it and going, what is this? Because it was kind of tearing and hanging down. Do you know what it was?
No idea.
Asbestos. So... Like a moron, like Homer Simpson. What's this stuff hanging here? This is disgusting. And what am I doing? I'm just flicking it in my face and breathing in asbestos particles. That's still prevalent in a lot of these houses. If you have these like white hardened tape monstrosities in your basements that are connecting pipes or connecting air venting, get it checked because it's asbestos.
It's crazy what we've kind of learned about how homes were structured back in the day.
It was good for fire resistant, and it was good for heat resistant and doing these things, but we had no idea of the long-term effect.
Yeah.
You know, old TV show Elf, I don't know if you ever watched it, about the alien that came to live with the family. And at one point, they're in the garage, and Elf is talking to Willie, the guy he lives with, and Elf's going through his bag of stuff, and he goes, oh, my scratching stick. And he takes it out and he scratches it and sniffs it. And Willie goes, what is that? And he hands it to him. Willie, he goes, you got to scratch and sniff it. So he scratches. He says, oh, that's really pleasing. It's like a peppermint smell. And he keeps scratching and he keeps smelling it. And he goes, is there like an earth equivalent? And he goes, yeah, I think you call it asbestos.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. After he scratched and sniffed it a bunch of times. But, man, I think about all that stuff that still exists in a lot of these older homes that we have no idea. And I don't know how many younger generation kids are even going to be aware of this. They may find a home that they're trying to build and, or, you know, trying to take over and in a nice starter home in Minneapolis or some of these older areas that may just be wrought with peril. And don't expect home inspectors to have your back. I know I'm going to take some heat for saying that. The house I bought, we had an inspection. Guy gave this house flying colors. Everything and anything that could go wrong in my new house has gone wrong.
Yeah.
It is the money pit of to end all money pits. Oh, 3 days after I moved in, the ceiling in my kitchen collapsed because he had replaced all of the internal plumbing and the toilets.
Yeah.
And in the back, with the gutters at stem, where the water fills in the bowl and then goes down into that stem, right? He didn't cut the stem, so the stem literally reached up to the top of the toilet tank. So water was coming over the sides of the toilet tank, flooded my bathroom, and brought down my kitchen.
Wow.
I had all these people, plumbers and electricians and everybody coming in to look at stuff to get me back. And they're like, how did this pass inspection? Look at the way he's got this done. Look at these things. He tricked out everything. And he was a contractor. I figured he knew what he was doing, the guy that owned the house before me. What a nightmare. Josh, I probably spent $50,000, $60,000 in repairs to things this knucklehead did in the house. Have somebody that knows something. Have a good plumber. It's worth it. Trust me. Have a good plumber, an electrician, and carpenter. Go through the house you're going to buy, especially if it's older, and examine it. You may have to pay them $100, $150, maybe $200 a piece to just go in and give you the lay of the land. In the long run, I would have rather paid $1,500 to have three experts walk through my house for a half an hour than the amount of money I've spent to get it fixed. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and discuss more. If you had issues with this as a homeowner, buying a new home, thinking you've got this new exciting situation in your world, and only to find out that it is nothing more than a money pit, all of the problems have been discovered, and what's the worst case scenario for somebody out there? Let me hear. Hit me up on the Talk and Text line, the WCCO Talk and Text line, 651-461-9226. That's 651-461-9226. We'll do that next right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Well played, sir. Dave Schrader sitting in for Shaletta. We're talking about home nightmares. We had a caller call in and ask, how do we know if we're looking for experts on carpentry, plumbing, and electricians, if they are worth their salt? I mean, you made an excellent point to our listener that you could certainly check, like, Google reviews and things.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a really great in Minnesota here. We have Nextdoor, which is a app you can use.
Mm-hmm.
And in Nextdoor, you can place an ad just saying, hey, I'm looking to buy this house. I'd really like to know if there's a carpenter. And a lot of these carpenters, plumbers, and electricians that work for major companies, they'll do little sideline jobs, and they're licensed in these things, so they know what they're looking for. And you're not asking them to come in and fix the problem. You're asking them to come in and evaluate the problems before they become a problem. And I shouldn't think that would be a problem. Maybe there's a realtor out there that can answer and give us a call. Let me know if I'm way off base by even suggesting that. 651-461-9226. Talk and text line. Tressa says, my son got lead poisoning, severely high levels of lead in his blood at 18 months because our landlord decided it was too expensive to remove the exterior paint of our apartment building legally. We eventually got a whopping $7,000, and I'm adding some sarcasm to that, as I'm sure that's what was intended. Got a whopping $7,000 after taking him to court, after all the anxiety, drama, lead abatement, removal of what belongings we could take with us in our last-minute move. Boy, that's frightening, right? 18-year-old child, severe lead poisoning because the homeowner, the landlord, just didn't want to spend the money to do things properly. And then you only get $7,000 at the end of it when you take somebody to court on that. That's
the morality concept that we talked about with the
What?
It's kind of just having morals.
What's that?
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm not familiar. What does that sound like? Let's see. We go a couple more. Somebody writes in and goes, hey, listen, if I was driving and I saw a car following a bus stop to stop, I'd be more worried about the person following the bus than I would be about the bus. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And see something, say something. There's no harm in that. But in this case, and in this instance, she was making sure that the bus driver was not impaired and doing her best. Dave, love you, man. I'm the same way. Homer Simpson for home stuff. Totally. Somebody else repeating in a little bit earlier, Dave, your comments on priests is offensive and off the mark. As a Catholic, I know there is no tolerance for abuse anymore, and that comes from John. I'm not off the mark at all, and it should be offensive to you because that was the truth of what was taking place. I didn't say it continued to take place, but I was making the assertion that just moving a problem bus driver from one jurisdiction to another is not fixing the problem, just like moving the one problem priest from one parish to another was not fixing the problem. Yeah. If you find that offensive, that's on you, my friend. It is truth. As a Catholic, you should know that. And I'm not attacking Catholics. I'm not attacking any of that. There are bad clergy in every field, just as there are bad people in every business out there. But in this instance, I was drawing the comparison that you can't just fix a problem by moving the problem child to another problem area and expecting the problem to go away. Instead, like a cancer, it is now spreading, and that problem child could cause problems in that district. And by problem child, I mean the bus driver or the priest that was allegedly doing things, right? That's the concept I was going for. So it is what it is. Again, instead of just hearing Catholic and assuming I'm attacking Catholic faith or Catholic priests, pay attention to the concept of the conversation and in what way we're using the terminology. I was making it something that many people would understand.
Well, yeah, and that was kind of your – that was your – from the very get-go, it was kind of your initial point was, you know, to making all those phone calls was I don't want, A, myself to experience – my, you know, my kid to experience this, and B, I don't want other people in a different district to experience the same issue that we're having. And it's just – You're trying to put out a fire before it keeps building and building and building and building.
Yeah. The homeownership problems, get it checked out, folks. I'm sure realtors aren't going to want me suggesting that you have other experts come in and look. But if it doesn't cost them anything, it shouldn't be a problem. And I would think that if you have an expert come in and sign off on the house, that would only behoove or help the realtor anyway.
Is there no, like, I don't want to use the term lemon laws because I know it applies to cars, but is there not a lemon law with home inspectors?
The deal. So I spent, I think it was $75 for home inspection.
Mm-hmm.
I can sue for my $75 back, and that's the extent of it.
Got it.
I can't, there's no criminal charges. There's no negligent charges.
Interesting.
Nothing. You're not protected in any way real that I'm aware of. Oh, Dave, you're wrong. I'm going to call in and tell you, or I'm going to text anonymously to the talk and text line. Yeah. Whatever. Do it. I'd rather see what it is. Here's another clue coming in, a tip from one of the listeners on the talk and text line. Whatever you do, don't ever ask your realtor for an inspector. Really? Hmm. Yeah, I guess you want to make sure that you're getting somebody impartial to the situation. And I've never done that. I've had a couple of realtors say I could suggest somebody, and I actually know other home realtors and people that I've talked to that I've reached out to get that kind of help from. So here's another strange news item that came out, Josh Wheeler, that has me rethinking things. I love old homes. I love, you know, you drive downtown St. Paul, Minneapolis, you see some of these stately old homes, and I've thought, boy, would I love to live there. There was this house where I went to college in Winona State, Minnesota. It looked like a castle. Mm-hmm. It was so beautiful. My dream was to one day own that house and live there and dress in really weird, like, Renaissance fair outfits. And that's the only way you'd see me out in the yard mowing with my Renaissance outfit on, right?
Yeah,
I just wanted to have fun with it. But and I've been in so many of these older homes. And I've noticed a few things. And again, I just, it's an old house. This is normal. But I guess there's a huge issue that's taking place and something that didn't even cross my brain that was still a problem in the 21st century in 2024. Lead poisoning risks in county homes in Hennepin County is still extremely high. Between 100 and 200 young children in Hennepin County are facing lead poisoning yearly, causing irreversible health issues. And despite the ban on lead paint all the way back to 1978, it remains a threat in older Minnesota homes. So again, if you're thinking about the Minneapolis area, there's probably a lot of those homes that have been around that were painted in the lead paints outside, the lead paints on the windowsills because it was a heavy-duty, good, water-resistant style paint, right? Kept it on there. Well, lead, and I will, I'll be honest with you, this is the first time I even learned about this. I knew lead paint was not good for us. I didn't realize to what extent lead paint was not good for us. It's a neurotoxin, so it harms the brain and your organs, and it can impact your hearing, your vision, and cause learning deficits. That's according to a public health nurse, Amy Wallen. Peeling lead paint creates dust that the children often ingest, breathing, and in some instances, little kids eating the paint chips, mm-hmm. right? Pediatricians screen kids at 1 and 2 year checkups, but issues may go unnoticed. Wallen suggested parents request in-home lead paint assessments, cautioning against the do-it-yourself removal of lead paint. So I know you're immediately thinking, I can't afford to have somebody come in here and do a lead paint analysis. I guess there's free lead paint analysis yep. that can be done.
Yep.
They'll send somebody in to check it out. And then Hennepin County actually offers free lead testing and up to $15,000 for grants for qualified homeowners, covering removal, window replacement, and hotel stays during the work that's taking place in your home. Did you even know that there was a grant in place for people like this?
So we actually had Amy Waller on our show last weekend, and mm-hmm. she talked a little bit about with Saletta about kind of this issue. And I'm more so blown away at the fact that you can have funding for such a thing, mm-hmm. Just because I was actually under the impression that we were kind of past that with a lot of the homes here in Minnesota. I figured that was kind of there's a line somewhere, and at some point we crossed over that line where we don't have to worry about lead in houses anymore. But I guess, I mean, there's a lot of old houses in Minneapolis alone. I can't imagine kind of what is lurking within a lot of these homes when it comes to just the paint and stuff like that was used because
well, a lot of people, I think they felt okay because they could use primers.
Correct.
Paint over the lead paint, yeah. then they would paint, and there's been multiple layers.
That's what I've always been told that.
Right. But yeah. again, the issue comes, you're hanging up pictures, yep. you're punching holes in the wall, you're removing those pictures, you hung your posters up with tape, you peel the tape off, it's peeling off the chunks of paint,
yeah.
revealing lead paint underlying. Lead paint, for those of you wondering if you've got a lead paint issue, has a very famous kind of signature way of peeling when it's deteriorating. It looks like alligator skin
mm-hmm.
with these little rectangles. So if you see it, it's a good way to suspect that that is definitely lead paint. You can find more information by visiting hennepin.us/lead control. Protect your home, protect your kids. Get this looked at. I didn't realize, again, that this is taking place still today and in such ways. And then I think about how many people's homes I've visited, especially the elderly through the years, where yep. I've seen that alligator crackling. And I've kind of thought it actually looks kind of neat in some places, right? Like this interesting vintage look to some
yeah,
of these homes.
It blends in, yeah.
And you notice it a lot on the molding,
mm-hmm.
right? Yep. And it's so bad. This article is super in-depth and goes into all the different things, but breathing it in, touching it, transferring it, you may not even realize it. You wipe something off the windowsill, you know, there's a dead fly or something, you wipe it off the windowsill, mm-hmm. then you go over and you're picking up your baby and you've got that transference of dust and it's causing all types of medical issues. So if you're dealing with some of these medical issues, think that you've got that going on, please look into this. And it says don't do the do-it-yourself stuff. A lot of people feel, I'm just going to go and I'll wear a N95 mask, I'll peel the paint, I'll do this. Yeah. It can cause so much problems. And then a lot of that dust settles into your air vents.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you turn your air conditioning on or heater on, it starts blowing that particulates back up. So you really have to know what you're doing to take care of this. And can it be expensive? Sure. But if there are grants and ways to help for qualified homeowners, look into it. Get it taken care of. I mean, for $15,000, I don't know how good. I just had all the windows replaced in my house. I was nauseated by the amount of money I spent. I mean, like sickened by it.
Can't imagine.
It is. It cost me more money to have new windows put into my house than it cost me for my first house.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, my first house was 5226 Irving Avenue North in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. right? I've been out of there a long time, folks. but 5226 Irving Avenue. I bought that house, I think, for $48,000. It cost me $49,000 to replace my windows in my new home.
Was there lead in the house?
I don't know now. But what I do know, I found out later. Again, I'm not a bright man, Josh Wheeler. I will be the first to admit I am not a hands-on, do-it-yourself kind of guy. And I remember in the basement on some of the air ducts, there was this like thick plastery tape. And I remember flicking it and looking at it and going, what is this? Because it was kind of tearing and hanging down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it was?
No idea.
Asbestos. So like a moron, like Homer Simpson. What's this stuff hanging here? This is disgusting. And what am I doing? I'm just flicking it in my face and breathing in asbestos particles. That's still prevalent in a lot of these houses. If you have these like white hardened tape monstrosities in your basements that are connecting pipes or connecting air venting, get it checked because it's asbestos.
It's crazy what we've kind of learned about how homes were structured back in the day. Because
well, it was good for fire resistant and it was good for heat resistant and doing these things, but we had no idea of the long term effect.
Yeah,
you know, old TV show Elf. I don't know if you ever watched it, about the alien that came to live with the family. And at one point, they're in the garage, and Elf is talking to Willie, the guy he lives with, and Elf's going through his bag of stuff, and he goes, "Oh, my scratching stick!" And he takes it out and he scratches it and sniffs it, and Willie goes, "What is that?" And he hands it to him. Willie, he goes, "You got to scratch and sniff it." So he scratches. He says, "Oh, that's really pleasing. It's like a peppermint smell." And he keeps scratching it and keeps smelling it. And he goes, "Is there like an earth equivalent?" And he goes, "Yeah, I think you call it asbestos."
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. After he scratched and sniffed it a bunch of times. But, man, I think about all that stuff that still exists in a lot of these older homes that we have no idea. And I don't know how many younger generation kids are even going to be aware of this. They may find a home that they're trying to build and, or, you know, trying to take over and in a nice starter home in Minneapolis or some of these older areas that may just be wrought with peril. And don't expect home inspectors to have your back. I know I'm going to take some heat for saying that. The house I bought, we had an inspection. Guy gave this house flying colors. Everything and anything that could go wrong in my new house has gone wrong.
Yeah.
It is the money pit of to end all money pits. Oh, 3 days after I moved in, the ceiling in my kitchen collapsed because he had replaced all of the internal plumbing in the toilets.
Yeah.
And in the back with the guts, there's that stem where the water fills in the bowl and then goes down into that stem, right? He didn't cut the stem. So the stem literally reached up to the top of the toilet tank. So water was coming over the sides of the toilet tank, flooded my bathroom, and brought down my kitchen.
Wow.
I had all these people, plumbers and electricians and everybody coming in to look at stuff to get me back. And they're like, how did this pass inspection? Look at the way he's got this done. Look at these things. He tricked out everything. And he was a contractor. I figured he knew what he was doing, the guy that owned the house before me.
Yeah.
What a nightmare. Josh, I probably spent $50,000, $60,000 in repairs to things this knucklehead did in the house. Have somebody that knows something. Have a good plumber. It's worth it. Trust me. Have a good plumber, an electrician, and carpenter go through the house you're going to buy, especially if it's older, and examine it. You may have to pay them $100, $150 bucks, maybe $200 bucks a piece to just go in and give you the lay of the land. In the long run, I would have rather paid $1,500 bucks to have three experts walk through my house for a half an hour than the amount of money I've spent to get it fixed. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and discuss more. If you had issues with this as a homeowner, buying a new home, thinking you've got this new exciting situation in your world, and only to find out that it is nothing more than a money pit, all of the problems have been discovered, and what's the worst case scenario for somebody out there? Let me hear. Hit me up on the talk and text line, the WCCO talk and text line, 651-461-9226. That's 651-461-9226. We'll do that next right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Well played, sir. Dave Schrader sitting in for Shaletta. We're talking about home nightmares. We had a caller call in and ask, how do we know if we're looking for experts on carpentry, plumbing, and electricians, if they are worth their salt? I mean, you made an excellent point to our listener that you could certainly check, like, Google reviews and things.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a really great in Minnesota here. We have Nextdoor, which is an app you can use.
Mm-hmm.
And in Nextdoor, you can place an ad just saying, hey, I'm looking to buy this house. I'd really like to know if there's a carpenter. And a lot of these carpenters, plumbers, and electricians that work for major companies, they'll do little sideline jobs, and they're licensed in these things, so they know what they're looking for. And you're not asking them to come in and fix the problem. You're asking them to come in and evaluate the problems before they become a problem. And I shouldn't think that would be a problem. Maybe there's a realtor out there that can answer and give us a call. Let me know if I'm way off base by even suggesting that. 651-461-9226. Talking text line. Tressa says, my son got lead poisoning, severely high levels of lead in his blood at 18 months because our landlord decided it was too expensive to remove the exterior paint of our apartment building legally. We eventually got a whopping $7,000, and I'm adding some sarcasm to that, as I'm sure that's what was intended. Got a whopping $7,000 after taking him to court, after all the anxiety, drama, lead abatement, removal of what belongings we could take with us in our last-minute move. Boy, that's frightening, right? 18-year-old child, severe lead poisoning because the homeowner, the landlord, just didn't want to spend the money to do things properly. And then you only get $7,000 at the end of it when you take somebody to court on that. That's
the morality concept that we talked about with the
what?
It's kind of just having morals.
What's that?
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm not familiar. What does that sound like? Let's see. Here we go. A couple more. Somebody writes in and goes, hey, listen, if I was driving and I saw a car following a bus stop to stop, I'd be more worried about the person following the bus than I would be about the bus. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And see something, say something. There's no harm in that. But in this case, and in this instance, she was making sure that the bus driver was not impaired and doing her best. Dave, love you, man. I'm the same way. Homer Simpson for home stuff. Totally. Somebody else repeating in a little bit earlier, Dave, your comments on priests is offensive and off the mark. As a Catholic, I know there is no tolerance for abuse anymore, and that comes from John. I'm not off the mark at all, and it should be offensive to you because that was the truth of what was taking place. I didn't say it continued to take place, but I was making the assertion that just moving a problem bus driver from one jurisdiction to another is not fixing the problem, just like moving the one problem priest from one parish to another was not fixing the problem. Yeah. If you find that offensive, that's on you, my friend. It is truth. As a Catholic, you should know that. And I'm not attacking Catholics. I'm not attacking any of that. There are bad clergy in every field, just as there are bad people in every business out there. But in this instance, I was drawing the comparison that you can't just fix a problem by moving the problem child to another problem area and expecting the problem to go away. Instead, like a cancer, it is now spreading, and that problem child could cause problems in that district. And by problem child, I mean the bus driver or the priest that was allegedly doing things, right? That's the concept I was going for. So it is what it is. Again, instead of just hearing Catholic and assuming I'm attacking Catholic faith or Catholic priests, pay attention to the concept of the conversation and in what way we're using the terminology. I was making it something that many people would understand.
Well, yeah, and that was kind of your – that was your – from the very get-go, it was kind of your initial point was, you know, to making all those phone calls was I don't want, A, myself to experience – my kid to experience this, and B, I don't want other people in a different district to experience the same issue that we're having. And it's just – You're trying to put out a fire before it keeps building and building and building and building.
Yeah. The homeownership problems, get it checked out, folks. I'm sure realtors aren't going to want me suggesting that you have other experts come in and look. But if it doesn't cost them anything, it shouldn't be a problem. And I would think that if you have an expert come in and sign off on the house, that would only behoove or help the realtor anyway.
Is there no, like, I don't want to use the term lemon laws because I know it applies to cars, but is there not a lemon law with home inspectors?
The deal. So I spent, I think it was $75 for home inspection.
Mm-hmm.
I can sue for my $75 back, and that's the extent of it.
Got it.
I can't, there's no criminal charges. There's no negligent charges.
Interesting.
Nothing. You're not protected in any way real that I'm aware of. Oh, Dave, you're wrong. I'm going to call in and tell you, or I'm going to text anonymously to the talking text line. Yeah. Whatever. Do it. I'd rather see what it is. whatever you, here's another clue coming in, a tip from one of the listeners on the talk and text line. Whatever you do, don't ever ask your realtor for an inspector. Really? Yeah, I guess you want to make sure that you're getting somebody impartial to the situation. And I've never done that. I've had a couple of realtors say I could suggest somebody, and I actually know other home realtors and people that I've talked to that I've reached out to get that kind of help from.